This goes to Dr. Ernest, E-R-N-E-S-T, fax 989-466-5956. Regarding Jeffrey, last name Allen, A-L-L-E-N, date of birth 11-17-1958. Dear Dr. Ernest, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Allen with IgA nephropathy, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, and hypertension. His last visit was March 25th of this year. He states that he's had a recent cough and some shortness of breath, and he does have some chest congestion today. He does use his rescue inhaler as needed, and he has no fever or chills, no malaise, no sputum production currently. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood, and no current edema. Medications, I want to highlight the carvedilol 6.25 milligram once daily. Amlodipine is 5 milligram twice a day. Lasix 40 milligram daily in the morning. And other routine medications are unchanged. Physical exam, weight 210 pounds, and this is stable. Pulse is 56 in regular. Blood pressure, right arm sitting. Large adult cuff is 160 over 90. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs have inspiratory and expiratory bronchi scattered bilaterally. Abdomen soft, non-tender. No peripheral edema today. And labs, most recent lab studies were done 9/19/2025. Creatinine is 1.74 with estimated GFR 43, calcium 9.5, sodium 138, potassium 4.8, carbon dioxide 31, albumin 4.2, phosphorus 3.0, hemoglobin is 16.7 with the normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, IgA nephropathy with stage 3B chronic kidney disease. Stable. He will continue to have monthly lab studies done. 2, hypertension. He doesn't take the carvedilol every day because when the pulse is less than 60, he is supposed to hold it. So blood pressure is slightly higher than desired today. He did not take the carvedilol today, but perhaps he can take it later this evening if his pulse is 60 or greater. 2, and we will have a follow-up visit with this patient in the next 5 to 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.